disturbing story in the war on drugs. Apparently they're going after pot smoking and teens with what they think is a real hip marketing campaign. I'm disturbed by it. Anti-marijuana campaign heating up will target teenagers. They're targeting teens as they travel to school, as they surf the internet. It's a $500,000 campaign designed to warn the 14 to 19-year-old age group of the dangers of starting the marijuana habit. Print advertisements carry taglines such as, "Pot, it might not kill you, but it could turn you into a dickhead." That's what it says here. It'll appear in youth magazines, on bus stops, posters. The ads feature someone staring accusingly from a black and white photo. And then under it reads, "Pot might not kill you, but it could turn you into a dickhead." So that's the big fear out there with the 14 to 19-year-old group. They're just trying like heck not to end up a dickhead. Who came up with this? Can you imagine the advertising agencies of the 50s? Chuck, what do you think of this one? I don't like the whole demon weed direction we've been going. What do you think about this dickhead thing I'm coming up with? Pardon me? What's the problem there, Len? Well, I don't know. I guess there's no way to pretty it up, Gary. I've smoked a fair amount of pot of late, and it appears I've turned into some kind of a dickhead. What? Yeah, it happened yesterday. I didn't even see it coming, really. Are you sure you're a dickhead? I'm a dickhead, all right. I mean, look at me. All right, yeah, I suppose it is obvious. Anything you can do about it? Well, I stopped smoking pot. I don't know how long it takes after you quit before you're no longer a dickhead, though. Do you still drink, Len? Oh, yeah, I'm a swill belly. You're a swill belly and a dickhead? Yeah, I got body parts going off 6 ways to Sunday, you know. They're swill belly, dickhead. I got feet of clay. I'm a pain in the ass. My reactions are knee-jerk. I'm feeling down in the mouth. It'd be knee-slapping hilarious if it wasn't so pathetic. If I had a spine, I'd do something about it. But I'm so scared of change that anytime I think of it, the hair on the back of my neck stands up. Dad says, "Keep your chin up, son," but it's been a long time since I've been able to thump my chest over much of anything. And if you have a nose for BS, you probably realize that's what a lot of this is right now. Huh? Len? What? Was that a... Len? What? What would you rather be? I'm serious when I ask this question. A dickhead or this one. The fastest growing segment of the U.S. population. What is it? The severely obese. The severely obese are the fastest growing group in America. You know, it would be a drag to be severely obese and a dickhead. You'd go to the doctor, you wouldn't know what you'd want him to work on first. Liposuction is an option, Doc. I know that, gastric bypass surgery as well, but I'm thinking of addressing the dickhead thing first. What do you offer for that? Well, Dave, we sit back, for starters, and just try and figure out how you became this way. We know how people become severely obese, but the jury's still out on the influences involved in making one a dickhead. Let's see. Were your parents dickheads at all? Yeah, Yeah, they got called that occasionally, I think, sure. Yeah. All right, Dave, so there's that. What did people call you in high school, David? Well, actually, valedictorian. You sure it wasn't valedickhead? No, it was valedictorian. I was valedictorian. I was big man on campus. Yeah, I was prom king. Oh, they called me all those things. Well, Dave, guys like this often become dickheads later in life. Sort of the reverse butterfly effect. You had your days spreading your wings real early. So you go in almost a reverse direction later in life. You end up the ugly caterpillar no one wants to be around. Caterpillar, huh? Caterpillar or dickhead. You know, either way. Still haven't said what we can do about it. Well, every doctor has his approach. Mine is radical. When I see a cancer, I cut it out. That's how I operate. Well, see you, David.